And you mentioned a number of ways of communicating, one of which is satellite transmission, another of which is a website, a third of which are newsletters. Now, can any member of the public subscribe to the newsletter, pretty much? Or is it an internal newsletter?
No, it is a...
Is it a public newsletter?
Yes, I don't know if you are in our mailing list, but if you are not in the mailing list, you will be there very soon.
Okay.
Whenever...
But anybody can get on your mailing list.
Yes.
It's a public...
What's happened is that this is the monthly newsletter.
It's a monthly newsletter.
Yes, okay. With nice articles.
Okay.
It is not because I wrote there, but it is nice articles. My colleagues.
In what languages is it published? Does it come through New York or does it come directly from here?
From here, it is written in English, but we used to have one which was shared in French and English.
Okay.
I think that we will go back to that one. You know,
okay.
Whenever is available, French or English, we would publish it out. But now people are so used to the English that everybody is publishing in English.
Okay.
And what has happened is that our mailing list, which has, I don't know how many, how many people are there? Let me try a figure. Maybe 6,000 people are in just the mailing list, because we have this mailing list, which is the email addresses. The other one is for the faxes. The other one is something like that. We used to send the newsletter.
Hard copy.
Yes, but the problem is that they are too heavy.
Yes.
Because they have pictures in, and some people are, I remember, used to complain. No, not exactly, but saying that it takes them too long to download the newsletter. Yes, that's why now what we do is that we put it in the website.
Yes.
Whenever you go to the website, you will have the different issues of the newsletter. They are
okay,
there.
You can link to the newsletters.
You can link to the newsletter. But we continue also sending it to people.
Sure.
But if you complain saying that it takes you too long to download it, and when you start downloading, you cannot do anything because, you know, it takes the computer is, you know, busy.
Yeah. It depends
on
how big your pipes are.
Yes,
how quickly.
But it is a public one which everybody can have access, and it is available for everybody.
But it's in English.
It is in English, yes.
Do you have any special newsletter that goes over to Rwanda? Or a bulletin or something?
But this one, I can say, this one is also made for... I see what you mean. We use at the beginning, you see how things can change. At the beginning, we used to publish in three languages, English, French, and Kinyarwanda. We used to do it. But at that time, one of my colleagues, the staff working with me, were very, very... was a journalist, first of all, but also a translator. I mean, he used to, he knew how whatever translate a paper in English, in Kinyarwanda, that gave us at that time the opportunity to publish in two languages. Mm-hmm. We used to do that. But now that person is no longer with us, it is a little difficult for us to publish in Kinyarwanda. And for the French, we're not publishing in French because everybody is speaking English, first of all. Yeah, that's one of the main reason.
Mm-hmm.
And people prefer to express themselves in English. I don't know why. I was maybe one of the rare people, you know, writing in French, and maybe some of my colleagues at the chambers. But all the people used to write in English. That's why maybe we have put aside these two languages. But we have some publications in Kinyarwanda. We have a leaflet published in Kinyarwanda. Which
does it come out of your Kigali office or come out of here?
Come out from here, yes. That is something that we prepare here, we release from here. And we send it to Kigali. Okay. We have posters, we have brochures in Kinyarwanda that we publish also.
And when an important judgment comes out or something like that, do you put it on a bulletin or something like that for the people in?
When a very important, all the judgments are important. Here,
yes.
First of all. Yeah. What we do is that we inform our office
in Kigali.
Because we have this satellite link. What we do is that we inform them, we issue a media alert informing not only them but all the world about what is coming, what will come. And we request the translation section to be ready to transmit or to broadcast the Kinyarwanda version, because you know that at the courtroom we're working with in three languages, French, English, and Kinyarwanda, because most of our witnesses are from Rwanda and they speak Kinyarwanda. That is what we do. All our judgment, if I'm not wrong, that have been broadcast or transmitted to Rwanda, were transmitted in Kinyarwanda. We send the signal with the Kinyarwanda version to Rwanda for them to be able to follow it, to listen to it. And also, they have the possibility to have the other languages, but we give the privilege, you know, we give the lead to the Kinyarwanda version. That is what we usually do. And I remember that we used to go to the field, to the countryside, to broadcast the judgment when it concerned an accused person coming from that part.
Yeah. Or an event that happened in that part.
Yes.
Like in, for example, Butare.
Like in Butare, the day we will have the judgment of Butare, we will broadcast it in Butare for sure. We will broadcast it, we will send the signal to Kigali, but we will transmit it to Butare. We will do it in the central place of the village or whatever, but it will be done in Butare.
I think you would agree as a journalist that it's not only important that justice be done, but it's also important that justice be seen.
Be seen, yes. Known and seen, yes.
Yes. And that help may help in reconciliation, to have justice be seen.